Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant music. Because a lot of artists rap about the things that people are doing in life, but he actually raps about the things that he's been through and what he talks about in the song.
Yeah. Young Maine. 35
riders. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. Why
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking. That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky. Back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. Take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the chops, yeah, how you leaking socks? Let me tell you about the story from Marazzi to Versace. My partner pulled up, I had to shepherd up a box. Two bowls on the side, yeah, you know a little broccoli. Choppers in the car, got my own paparazzi. Stars on the ceiling, off a distance on a trill. Where them bad bitches at, let me know you in the bill. Last time I hit the counter, said my bell was a mill. Last time I hit the club, said I could've bought the bill. I'm about to hit them with the sauce. Off the ass for a minute, like my Philly niggas say. might get in my bag for a minute.
They like, where you been, young?
It was bad for a minute. All them clown niggas when this shit was sad for a minute. But,
I'ma make these niggas get on that shit, y'all. Nothing else, I can write a hit, y'all. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, y'all. Plus another 20K, just to show, y'all. I done had 5, I don't like to take, y'all. I'ma show you how to kill them when they hate, y'all. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga home, dawg. You niggas gon' learn who the fuck with it. Y'all gon' make me with the fuck shit. Took it out the bag, mixed it with the yellow box. Went to sleep, woke up, in a yellow watch. Do better, any nigga gon' hate mo. You keep it solid, any nigga gon' flake mo. Super nigga music need a cape, ho. 9 piece in the store, in the day, ho. And I don't fuck around with 2 minute rap, nigga. All them clown niggas when this shit was sad for a minute, but
I'ma make these niggas get on they shit, dawg.
Do nothing else, I can write a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20K just to show, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill them when they hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga hold, dawg.
Niggas envy, I can see it in their eye, dawg. Type of niggas sit and wait on your demise, dawg. Couldn't walk a mile in the side, dawg. I'ma show what you been like surprise, dawg. You a whole ass nigga can't stop shit. You a whole ass niggas ain't bout shit. You know we brought out all the chains for the gold digger. And we brought out all the things for the whole nigga. You get money in this motherfucker, what it do? Got a pocket full of hundreds and I bet they blue. Hard dickin' bubble gum, no pillow talk. And I ain't gotta say much, I let the skrillin' talk. Ballet out front for a tank, nigga. And I'm acting like my shit don't stink, nigga. It's in the rap, P. Miller on the tank, nigga. Y'all about to make me start putting ring, nigga.
I'ma make these niggas get on that shit, y'all. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, y'all. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, y'all. Plus another 20K just to show, y'all. I done had 5, I don't like to take, y'all. I'ma show you how to kill them when they hate, y'all. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga hold, dawg.
One time for the birthday bitch.
One time.
Two times for the birthday bitch.
Two times.
Three times for the birthday bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way.
Roll like it's going down the hill, from the hill for me. She about to turn up if you don't concern her. She all on the stage, got the place about to burn up. She fuck it up, watch the shake, Tina Turner. It's all about you, girl, tonight it's about you. Make the whole club stop whenever she come through. One time for me too.
One time for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your 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 birthday, bitch. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on, one time for the birthday, bitch. Two time for the birthday, bitch. Three time for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
With Jermaine Dupri, they're filming season 3. I want to be a part of it. However, if you are between the ages of 6 to 16 or you know an MC, send them over to the website. I believe it's the Rap Game Casting. Let me get to it. Let me pull it up for you guys. Let me get you right because I just sent it to somebody today. Give me a second. Yeah, because you guys are, like, spamming the timelines and everything. But if you just go to rapgametv.com, you can definitely get, you know, the application and send in your music and go from there. So, what we want to do tonight, again, I want to make mention of the BET Hip Hop Awards that I did not watch, but I did go and watch a few cyphers, literally, not even, like, before the show. I checked out a few cyphers, and I saw a lot of stuff trending today and a lot of topics, Facebook posts, Twitter posts. So I want to get into a little bit of that today with you guys. And if you have a comment and you want to contribute to the conversation, definitely 760-913-4119 is going to be the line to call in. We're going to be all night, but we are going to have a little bit of conversation as it relates to a few topics. And let me see on here. Let me see. First, I want to mention there is something out called Surviving Compton. And let me pull up this story because, and thank you, Jay, for the resource, because I kept seeing this little, like, clip all over the Instagram and Facebook today, and I felt some sort of way on the sneak. However, I'm going to give it the opportunity, and I think I felt that way because I was such a fan of the Straight Outta Compton movie. It was so inspiring for me. I don't really want to be, what is the word? When you don't want to be naive, but you don't want to take away from the light of that. It was such a classic movie. I'm going to go ahead and call it. It was a classic movie. I really enjoyed Straight Outta Compton. I loved it. I often watch it. It was inspiration, and that's what I want to leave it at. I don't want to be painted, have a painted view or a different vision. However, someone does have a right to tell their story and their perspective of what they feel and what it is. So let me get back to that resource so I can address it with you guys. And I want to know what you think. You can tweet me, you can Facebook me, because you can do it anyway. and you can call in as well and speak your piece. So Michelle, from what I understand, was the ex-girlfriend of Dr. J. And that he was abusive, and I do not make light of the situations at all. I totally understand, you know, firsthand how crazy those situations can be. I've had people around me, and it's just, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation. Abusive relationships can really escalate and turn into people losing their lives. So I'm not a fan of that. Actually, there is a nonprofit organization I do need to shout out before we conclude tonight, because I am directly related to, by the way, of marriage. You guys remember the H-Town singers? I like the H-Town. Ooh, let me take that back. My bad, guys. High five. I like the way we kiss me when you're playing the kissing game. Well, two of those men actually, both, I believe, you know, committed some crimes. But one in particular is on trial for domestic violence and murdering my brother's wife's girlfriend. Was that a mouthful? So my sister-in-law's sister actually was murdered by domestic violence. So I don't take those type of situations lightly. And rest in peace to Priscilla. You leave kids behind. It's just not fair, you know, and it's just not a good situation. However, all of that to say that there is this Lifetime series coming out. And apparently, let me see here. Let's not play Loyal in the background. Because then it's like, it's just holy. Let's play this Loyal song. So, let me get that focus, guys. Hold on. So I had to get off topic, and I had to give a shout out, and I had to make sure you guys knew that I'm not making light of this, but I do not want my business painted because I love Straight Outta Compton. So this is supposed to be the biopic of the... I didn't even get the thing. I need to go back to research and do all of it. Okay, she was the one who actually had the turn the way. Okay, cool. The one in the beginning was the car where she was driving away. If y'all watch this Straight Outta Compton movie, she was like, nah, Jay, I'm leaving. You know, and they were staying together, I think. And you know, she just wasn't fair with him. He was cheating, you know, doing the most. Anyway, she's very vocal about the domestic violence, and she wants to do a TV film and a movie. And I feel like the guy who played Scourge Knight in the movie is the same dude that's on the series. So I'm like, if he's out here getting his chest, you know, but anyway, I think it was the same dude, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, she says if she really wants to see him, then she doesn't care, you know, because she's like, you have, she said, well, you have to take me. What was her quote? Please take me because you have to do depositions and that's when you have to tell the truth. So she's like, go ahead and do it. It is what it is. So let me see here. She has a son with a daughter with a kid, right? Yo, this is crazy. So yes, she has actually has a daughter with, can I say his name right? I don't know why I can't talk tonight. Chris Knight, and she has a son, Dr. Day. Dr. Gray is the son that he has with her, of which I'm familiar with. Marcel is 25. Her daughter is 16. So that's kind of a more close situation. But she's got this series coming out, and I'm interested to see what it's going to be about. So, y'all follow with me. I don't want to watch it, but I am going to watch it. Let me see what it is. And wait a minute. She's part of R&B. This is, I feel like it's lost. So she's part of R&B, you know? Like, I'm really so lost right now. Like, I need to go see who this chick is. She was? Okay, thank you, baby. So I'm like, who? You guys, look, that's not my part. You can see our reality TV. That's the golden. Not that he just be sitting around watching, binge watching reality TV. That's this piece. I don't even mess with reality TV like that unless I'm a fuck of it. So, or unless it's a rock day, that's going to go my time TV. But I am going to check this out nonetheless because I need to see what's going on. And like I said, I just don't want my vision painted. But, you know, truth comes to light. Whenever you gotta deal with the good, bad, and the ugly. So I wish the best to everybody involved. She has a right to tell her story. That's my stance. What do you guys think about it? Call in, see me, hit me on Facebook, message me. Let me know what you think. Next, Hip Hop Award Cipher. So. Hosting today, but a DJ that I know from out of Interpress's name, DJ the Fifth One. And what he said was that it's funny how the cipher had lyricists, you know, and but the people that are getting the deals are like the Uzis and 21 Savages. And if you're not familiar with who they are, they're definitely a new generation of DJs of music. They're coming in, they're just having fun, they just they call it dumbed down lyrics. But it's what the kids enjoy. Their life. They want to turn up. They want to. This is a dancing generation. I said that to y'all last Wednesday. I believe this generation is crazy about the dancing. So anytime they can turn up and dance and dab or whatever, they're gonna do it. So that's what's out there right now. But obviously, when it comes to the ciphers, it's a hip hop cipher. So I expect them to play. Lyrics on the table. I expect them to put lyrics up front. And shout out to everybody that had an opportunity to do so. So I do expect them to do that versus what we hear on the radio day to day. My answer is if we do want that lyricism back, we have to continue to support it. And it's about supply and demand. So I've always felt like whatever you want to be the forefront, that's what you support. But then again, you have your paycheck, so you do have to support the 21 Savages, and it's all about having a good balance. I think there's room for both, and I think there's enough money for us all out here, so that's how I feel about that. With that being said, I believe yes and no. I think it's super dope, and I was so upset because I wanted to interview her, but then she ended up getting interviewed on the Breakfast Club, which is still dope, and that's amazing, but I hated that I didn't take advantage and reach out to her beforehand. Would she have come on? I don't know. She seems like she's cool, down to earth. But I wanted to reach out to her, and now I look like I'm on the bandwagon instead of, you know, beforehand. But anyways, I still want her to come on the show. I'm going to reach out to her people. We're going to try to make that happen. But she was kidding today because she was not feeling the fact that BET Hip Hop cut her cipher. She was like, I said way more than that. She has like a little clip, a video clip that's going viral. She's like, I said way more than that. BET, blah, 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 just going in. Now, I don't know if she's cheap. You know, this savage way, but she definitely went in on the situation. So I want to know what you guys think about that. Do you think that she should have spoke up about that? do you think that she should have just released maybe her full version of the cipher? And do you think that she will get blackballed for doing that? What do you think? Because it seems to cause a big bit of a stir. People took that and just like, oh, BC, you know, you know how everybody does on the internet. So they blow it up. Just instigating. Look at y'all after being instigators. Just making it a big, big deal. Obviously, it is a big deal. This is her performance. This is her moment. So it's a big deal to her. But as far as, you know, stirring up the drama between maybe the network and the news. So hopefully, maybe they'll issue an apology. Maybe they'll explain. Unfortunately, we did have to cut that this is the full performance. You know, I'm just really interested to see how they will come back and reason with her, because she is an artist and we do need to work together in this industry. But I will say that Shauna, the rapper, she used to be with DTP, the Seven and Peace, which is Ludacris' label. She said she was blackballed before from attending one of the Hip Hop Awards. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what all is going to go down with this situation. I would be staying close to it. Not because of any juicy gossip and drama, but just because I want to see what it is. Like, thank you, DC. I appreciate you guys. Letting her out, they come to the red carpet. We want to come to more of it. It's not like play nice, but it's just like, I just want to see what it is going to be. Because look, hey, I got to be out here doing my thing. The next thing, what else is there? There was something else I wanted to mention. Hold on, guys. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about that too. 760-913-4119. Let us know what you think. Let me see here. What else? There is something else that I was going to speak on. Oh, so let me get back to these ciphers. 3D Nazi. Shout out to 3D Nazi out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Y'all, we interviewed her like 3 years ago. She was one of my first interviews among like the top, you know, like within your top like 15, 20 interviews. She was one of them. She's super dope. I reached out to her like a couple months ago about doing a project, a collective project with some other women. And she was like, yes, yes, and yes. So she's just been the same from day one. She actually had opportunities. She was actually, speaking of Dr. J and Timbaland, actually wanted to sign her. But she was like, no, this isn't a good situation for me. But she went viral, she was with her, you know, just a lot of different things. So shout out to 3D9T. Her grind is amazing. Her music is amazing. She has an incredible story. And if you do want to hear her interview, definitely go back and check it out. She talks about a lot of her situations, just her childhood, her father, and just her life in general. And she's just a really, really good person. So I really enjoy her. Let me see here. 3D Nazi killed the show. Like, she killed the bars. She's very beautiful. And she just has the full package. And what I told her then, years ago, was that she reminded me of the level of Lauryn Hill. Basically, that she would be here to stay. She would be one of those women that goes down and say, look, this was one of the best female rappers of all time. And I really, really, truly believe that. Of 3D Nazi, she makes great, great music. She's just a natural. She also... That's who she ultimately went with, and it was a big situation for her. So shout out to 3D Nazi. She continues to grind with them again. Please check her out. Please get familiar if you weren't already. And definitely keep the interview we did with her, because you'll get some tidbits, and you'll really enjoy her personality as well if you weren't familiar. So, yes, and then Lil Wayne in 12 Ways Live, Kevin Hart is too nice. Kevin Hart is hilarious. I love Kevin Hart. I'm enjoying the elevation. I'm enjoying the progress, the rise of Kevin Hart, the journey. I love it. Congratulations. He just got married. All of that. Loving the Kevin Hart situation right now. He's really doing his thing. He's blossoming. Can I say blossoming for a minute? Excited for his career. I mean, I know he's excited. I've read somewhere that he was like one of the highest paid celebrities, if not the highest paid. I figure it was like the top three. I can't really remember the numbers on that, but he's supposed to be one of the highest paid celebrities right now, or comedians right now, and I believe it. He's got movies, he's got stand-ups, he's got back-to-back movies, by the way. And then he's got an amazing following. show's coming out. He's got a, he's putting a lot of new comedians on, like Jawan Drummond. And, you know, just all of these things are comedians. I don't want to call them Instagram comedians. That's how I'm familiar with them. I'm excited. I love to laugh. I love going to certain Instagrams to just get a laugh at me or whatever it may be. To see those little skits that they do, I think it's amazing. And these are the times when I enjoy social media. Most of the time, I'm not doing it. I will be doing a webinar coming up soon, probably next week or within the next 2 weeks. So if you're an artist and you want to, you have a question, you want to speak to something, definitely hit me up. I put it on my Facebook, but if you're listening now, you can hit me on Twitter. What I asked and solicited was that you tell me your, tell me your comments that you would like me to do a webinar on. So I'm going to try to do a webinar with the two topics at the most. Whatever people need and have to ask the most for, if I don't already have something in plan and place for it, then I will tell you the webinar. The webinar will be free. You can log in right from your phone. Log in. Or not log in. You can definitely listen to what I have to say and ask questions. It'll be an interactive process. Hopefully, I can do an interactive session with you guys, whether it be Twitter or, you know, whatever it may be. But I'm not going to quote your sign on Facebook. That the webinar is coming, and I want to help you to get back for the free. I hope to put them together. So I do see, let me see here. I will be, I think that what we can do is that, okay, yes, I think last week is when we had the unsigned review. So we will be trying to do those, if not once a month, every other month. We do have to fit in for celebrity guests. We're getting ready to pull up the roster. So hang in there with us. We will bring that back. It's a very popular segment. If you missed your review, please check it out. Can we see your musical last week? And we gave you great feedback. Some of you have reached out trying to get more information. Services are paid for, webinars free. So let's see. Let's talk about the BBC Hip Hop Awards. A3C. A3C Festival is going down in Atlanta this week. If you're in the Atlanta area, if you get to the Atlanta area, I would highly suggest to go to a3cfestival.com and get you a ticket, get you a pass, attend. They're going to have, I believe they're going to do something with Master P out there. It's just going to be a great time for you to learn, network, maybe get some business cards, maybe plan a show the next time. A3C is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, hip hop festivals in the nation. It started, it's been around for a long time, but now, as if anything, social media has started to bring it to light, which is wonderful for them. They recently developed an app last year. Shout out to Felicia and Anita Jay, who developed the app. And it's so easy, like it helps you to schedule yourself while you're out there. It helps you to know where you need to go. It's just really convenient. You can literally schedule your day out for the festival because there's so many different things taking place. So A3C Festival. Next up is Revolt Music Conference in Miami, Florida, which is P. Diddy's conference and of Revolt TV. So that's always a great conference for you to go to. So make sure if you have a ticket for that, that you do, and you go check it out. Next, I will say that I want to shout out specifically P. Diddy's management and publishers for allowing me the opportunity to go to the P. Diddy conference. P. Diddy conference. Why do y'all do this to me on Wednesday night? Okay. I got a pass for media to go to the Bad Boy Reunion tour concert here in Las Vegas at the MGM. It was absolutely amazing. Shout out to P. Diddy. He didn't need me and my shout out, but shout out to P. Diddy because they did their thing. His son was amazing as well. I really enjoyed his son. His son is about 18 years old. He did a whole like choreographed dance joint. It was just exciting and fun, and I just love it. So I hope that you guys will give him a chance. He's not a Kodak Black, but he definitely comes with a different type of vibe. down. It makes you put you in the 90s mode, and I think we're getting back to that, wanting to get in the 90s mode. We're wanting that lyricism back, we're wanting the samples. So I would give Kitty Combs his name, Christian Combs, by the way. So yes, the concert was amazing. DMX was amazing. Love what he's doing, love his journey, love his growth, and I'm excited. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say tonight. Like I said, if you want lyricism and bars and all of that, then you have to be supportive of that. You have to support what you like, and you have to, when I say support, I mean you have to go buy, you have to book, you have to promote, you have to continue to push it out there. When it comes to support, it's not just a like on Instagram or Facebook. It actually means you go in your pocket or you contribute in some form of fashion. And like I said, a big shout. And that's what it's all about. So there's a lane for Kodak Black and 21 Savage and Little Uzi. There's a lane for Young Thug and the Rich Homie Quans. And then there's a lane for the Kendrick Lamars and J. Cole. And then there's a lane for the Jeezy and the trap music that I love. Even though I don't, I'm not in the kitchen speaking, I'm not doing any of that. Gucci Mane, I believe, made a dynamic performance that I can't speak on because I didn't watch it, you guys. So I can't speak on it. It wouldn't be right for me to be like, he killed it when I didn't watch it. So I will go and watch it because I do like Gucci Mane. He has a cult following, and he has really good supporters. So I will be checking that out. We're going to have a quick night tonight. Shout out to C and Nate on the board. We're going to have a quick night tonight. Like I said, everybody needs to be safe out there in Orlando, Florida, or South Carolina, wherever the hurricane is. Be safe, hold it down. We will have Tawanda back in with us next week. She's going to be preparing something new. And so we're going to have her on to talk about what she has going on, her new endeavor. She'll be in Houston, Texas on the 15th. So if you're in the Texas area, Houston, Texas area, you need tickets, you need a meet and greet, like, we got you. Let me know. I hooked it up. I didn't hook people up with backstage passes and autographs and all kind of stuff. So I'm not saying I got the juice, but I'm going to make a little phone call for you. So if you're an active listener for the show, you want to meet Tawanda Braxton, make sure you tune in next week so we can see how we can make that happen. I wish I had a song for her that we could just play, but I don't. So, without further ado, let me see. Oh, let me say this. Can I say, oh, I'm so excited. I'm sorry, I got excited real quick. Birth of a Nation is coming out this weekend. If you're not familiar with it, I've been talking about it, Birth of a Nation, and that's the movie about Nat Turner. Nat Turner was the slave that was the preacher, and then he decided, like, you know what, I'm tired, y'all doing the most, I'm gonna turn it up, I'm gonna, you know, we got to get out this situation. And he basically rebelled against the slave owners. Now, mind you, slave owners at that time were also white, black, there were different types of, you know, it wasn't just all white. But yes, he decided to take the blueprint, you know, and said, look, y'all, we can't just keep, you know, sitting around letting this go down. So I really hate to say enjoy, because I mean, people died in the process, but I really enjoyed the story. I've always been fascinated by the fact that he said no when this is enough. And there's a lot of us, we can take things into our own hands. So that movie is coming out this weekend. I can't wait. When I say I can't wait, I've been stalking the premiere. I've been stalking the situation to make sure I don't miss Birth of a Nation. So I really, really, really want to encourage everybody, if you're just a part of American history, period, or just you want to learn history, you just want to enjoy a good, well-put-together film, I'm going to encourage you to go see Birth of a Nation this weekend, during the premiere weekend. You're not going to come out one kill nobody. You ain't going it's not going to do too much to you. You probably will invoke a little bit of emotion, but again, I just think it's a great part of history. It should be something that history classes should show. We shouldn't shy away from it. We should discuss it so we can feel comfortable and know how to address the racial, obvious racial issues in our country today. So let's support Birth of a Nation. Nat Turner movie is going down this weekend. I know I'm making it sound like it's a hype concert or whatever, but yes, go see Birth of a Nation this weekend. Now, I think that was it. Birth of a Nation, I've been hyped about that. GDD concert, that was dope. Last night was in Cali. What else? I'm trying to think. Rap Game Season 3, we covered that. Global14.com, we covered that. What else? BC Hip Hop Awards, the Rotten Compton. Let's say, I'm going to watch the Rotten Compton. You guys let me know how you feel about the movie, how Dr. Dre is being portrayed. What do you think he should do about it? Should he care? Should he speak up? I want to know what y'all think. Like I said, we're going to be back next Wednesday with Tawana Braxton at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Please better come through, y'all, because I'll be talking. I ain't had no water next to me. I ain't got no tea. Like, I'm just going and going. So hopefully I didn't run too much, and you guys were able to catch the drift and get the justice tonight's episode. Again, back next week, Jermaine is still Global 14 The Cut. And I think we're going to ride out to, let me see, y'all, what are we going to ride out to? I still have some of y'all's music in here from the review. But let me see. And we did play Young Man, DJ, and Trap Beckham at the beginning of this show. You know what? You know what? I don't know. Let's do this. We'll do something even. We talk about balance. We'll play Dollar Sign the 100 Yard Dash. We're going to ride out to that. And I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. Hit me, follow me at I254 at Global 14 The Cup. Major shout out to Star Space, Ricardo, and Anthony. We're so glad to have you part of the team again. And that's what's up. We're going to be out. Global 14 The Cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky. Back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. Take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the chop shit, yeah, how you leaking socks? Let me tell you about the story from a... I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. I'm too busy getting a bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you last. We having a race to the money, like we in a 100-yard dash. First, I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some money. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. It really don't mean nothing. You thought when you get it from me, it was gonna be cheap, huh? We wearing our own clothes, got gym on my fleas now. I'm a real nigga to the core. I would not be selling my soul.
No.
These niggas and bitches is phony. Don't trust them as far as
don't
I thought. My nigga need help a little bit. I toss him something like Ginobili. Don't take disrespect too easy. Don't speak on me if you don't know
speak
me.
On me, nigga.
I ain't not tryna stunt.
I don't stunt.
I drop out racks round the first of the month.
Racks.
I get it back round the first of the month.
Get it back.
This my plan B. I ain't even finna front.
I don't front.
First I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. I'm too busy getting a bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you last. We having a race to the money, like we in a 100-yard dash. Grind now, shine later. In other words, get your paper. Lil' bro, I in Cali. Say these other niggas ain't able. They wasn't brought up player. They ain't go through hell. Climb right up out it. I'm taking care of my shit. So I put the gold on my wrist. And I might get drunk a little bit. And I might drop out on the fit. With the shoes and the belt to go with it. Don't you say it's black lenses? Got them going in the frenzy. Don't pass me none of that midget. Hell no, I ain't with it. Get up for the winner, so I can ball out summer. That's the way a nigga feeling. Told him watch how I
come up.
Now they watch a nigga come up. And I'ma keep on coming.
Coming.
Been a long time coming.
Coming.
And I ain't giving up for nothing.
No, I ain't not.
I ain't not here trying to stunt.
I don't stunt.
I drop out racks round the first of the month.
Racks, racks.
I get it back round the first of the month.
Get it back.
This my plan B. I ain't even finna front.
I don't front.
First I just drew out a plan. And then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just stand. I'm too busy getting the bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you're last. We having a race to the money. Like we in a 100-yard dash. First I just drew out a plan. And then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just stand. I'm too busy getting the bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you're last. We having a race to the money. Like we in a 100-yard dash.
We in a 100-yard dash.